Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
Every living thing, 2 of every sort shall be brought into the ark, male and female.
4.
Save them from the coming
3.
Armageddon. All the wild
2.
Beasts shall be in your keeping.
1.
2 of every species from the beginning of time.
Oh.
Success strengthens people. Success brings joy. Success brings happiness.
So many people want success. So many people have achieved success.
With riches without maintenance is worse than inherited poverty. Some of you know how to get there. You don't know how to remain there.
But how do you maintain success? Is it in the buying of stocks or investing in real estate?
To maintain a balanced success, you must try to spread yourself beyond what you have ability to do.
Find out from this life-transforming teaching by Archbishop B.A. Idahosa on how to maintain success, and you will always be on top in life.
I'm speaking on the subject today, how to maintain success. Need.
Yes.
I have reached a stage I don't pray daily bread now. Because while you are asking God for a loaf of bread, some Christians are shipping tons of bread to feed the poor.
Amen.
And while you are asking, some of you are believing God for a ticket to fly abroad. Few Christians on earth today are buying aeroplanes. Did you hear what I'm saying? Some are asking for flying ticket. Some Christians are buying aeroplane, which is no sin if you are a mature Christian. Did you understand what I'm saying? If you are not mature, don't ask God for a Mercedes when you have not tried basic bands. Do you hear what I'm saying? Try basic bands before Mercedes bands. Because bicycle and motorcycle are part of, above all, there's a band that no man overhauled for you unless the Holy Spirit. That's his leggy bands. And you need it. All of us need leggy bands. It goes farther than Mercedes-Benz in the world. But I want to talk to you as a father, as a pastor to pastors, as a teacher among teachers, and as a university professor. But that's not my profession. My profession is a calling, that I answer the call of God as a teacher. And every day that I turn to the Bible and I read some of the things that I want to read to you tonight and preach and see the anointing word, of, anointing power of God upon the spoken word, it brings life. The Bible says yokes are broken by reasons of anointing. You can tell story, nobody will be saved. You can sermonize yourself, no one can be healed. But when you preach the gospel is the power of God to everyone that believes. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to deal in an area where many Christians are reckless and they do not know what to do when it comes to that. I'm speaking on the subject today, how to maintain success. For example, among my quotes here, I say, that is just to start with. Success not maintained is worse than poverty inherited. Quick riches without maintenance is worse than inherited poverty. When you suddenly become a preacher for the purpose of Mercedes-Benz, you will lose. When your purpose of coming to the ministry is for the addition and not the commission, you may gain the addition, but later you will lose the commission. It is the commission that brings the addition. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. What is the commission? Kingdom. What is God's obligation expected of you? Seeking the kingdom of God. The extension of the kingdom of God on earth is every child of God's obligation, whether you have the title of a bishop, or a reverend, or a teacher, or an evangelist. A day will come, you will find that title is not as important as ministry. Some of you want to have title without ministry. So you say, call me doctor. And all of us say, you are doctor. But by the time we actually come near you, we find that you are a dockyard. Where things not necessary are dumped to your brain, and action is not there to practicalize and actualize what you envision as a new starter. You want to be like everyone else. You want to be like Billy Graham. You want to be like Cerullo. You want to be like T.L. Osborne. You want to be like Tunde Jordan. You want to be like Dr. Kumuyi or anyone that is known to be big on hell. Before you try to be like anyone else, find out first whether you are yourself. Because if you try to be like anyone else, including me, and you don't know who you are, the day yourself will rise, the people you wanted to be like will not be there. So try first, be yourself. Say with me, I want to be myself. Two times. One more time. And say, God, add to me what I am already. What I am already. Are you ready? Yes. I'm going to turn to Bible in a few minutes time. But now, success. Try that. Say it.
Success.
Try it.
Success.
Try it.
Success.
Success stretches people. Success strengthens people. Success brings joy. Success brings happiness. A friend of mine and I were talking with Benito. He said, when goodness is ahead of you, and you are, and mercy is behind you, and you are not in the middle, when both of them come to your house, they may not find you. By 2 o'clock, by 12:30, I went to the airport. I just drove there for the joy of driving there. I said, what time is the flight going to go? They said, 1:30. So I said, fine, 1 hour from now. So I went home. At 1:45, I sent 2 of my drivers with 2 cars to go, so that one can stay to tell the pilot I'm the one traveling by myself, and then one can race home. By 2:05, none of the drivers came to report. So I took another car. Now, so some of you have to believe God for more than one car. And I raced towards the airport. Then I took another car to say, you take this road. Just in case the driver didn't take this route and is taking this route, reverse him to meet me in the office to say, I'm already out of home. So we agreed. When we were very close to my office, we saw the actual driver that I sent to the airport. And he said, they said the flight would be 4 o'clock. That's when the flight is going to leave Kano to come to Lagos. Then get to Lagos by 5 o'clock. They just told him the flight to operate Benin, leaving Kano by 4. Well, I have all gifts on earth, minus one. Patience to do what the devil wants you to do. The Bible talks of taking few things in your life by force. Some people may tell you, Dr. Mehmet, take it easy. God didn't say, take it easy. He said, take charge. Yes, some people may tell you, be careful. The Bible didn't ask you to be careful. It just actually said, be careful for nothing. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. Some people say, take time. The Bible said, take charge. Some people say, be patient. The Bible said, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it quickly. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, don't only memorize your weakness. Try to saturate your spirit by propelling power of God. Always have alternative for negative suggestion. For instance, if you are sick, try a scripture that says, by his stripes I am healed. For instance, if you are hungry and you know that hunger is not from God, try a scripture that says He will feed you. For instance, if you are down, try a scripture that says He's the lifter of your head. Find an alternative for a positive, negative situation. Anything that is wrong, there's a right there. If there was no right, you can't find wrong. It's like money. You can't say, you can't make counterfeit money. You can only have counterfeit when the real money is around.
Yes. Amen.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Say with me, maintaining success.
Maintaining success.
The reason I say a few of the things I say is because there are only a few pastors in Nigeria who can talk.
Yes.
The rest of them are so busy looking for Naira, and they don't remember statement. They can't make statement. Maybe you read last October, 1989, the 10 most controversial people in Nigeria, Idahosa. The 10 Nigerians you cannot ignore, Idahosa. Alright. Aren't you glad you can go to a church where somebody can preach and you laugh?
Yeah.
Too many people are so tense because of the message of calamity they hear. Huh? I'm so glad that one day, if the Christians are not brought in, oil will dry up.
Yes.
God told me, said the reason there's oil in Nigeria is because of Christians.
Yes.
And if they refuse all to have access to it, it will dry up suddenly.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
John chapter 6, verse 12. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remaineth, that nothing be lost. So that gather.
All
the remaining fragments that nothing be lost. Try it again. Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Say with me, maintaining success. Jesus forbids recklessness. Jesus warns against recklessness. Jesus advises against recklessness. Jesus answers against recklessness. Now, he said here, the Bible said here, a young boy came to Jesus' crusade. Christ preached 3 days, 3 nights. At the end of the crusade, he said, we need not let them go without. We must give them to eat. One of the apostles said, when shall we buy bread? The crowd is too much. Even if we have 200 worth of pennies, it will not be enough for everyone to take a little. The scripture said, for Jesus himself knew what to do. When you come to success maintenance, Christ is the head of success maintaining. He said, where can we find bread? Andrew, the constant finder, when there's a lack in the family or in the church or in your business, you become the Andrew. Don't wait for ordination to become a discoverer. Some of you are thinking that as soon as you travel abroad, your whole ministry this we will turn around with money, surplus. Well, the Bible didn't say every good and perfect gift come from abroad. The Bible says every good and perfect gift come from above. And above is better than abroad. I've seen many Nigerians and many Africans. There were five Ugandans that traveled to the United States. They were going for 2 months to go and raise funds, to build cathedral, to buy buses, to buy caterpillar, to do everything. They finally stayed 9 months plus. And they came back home owing. Why? The objective was not to minister. The purpose was dollar. And when you put your purpose above the ministry, the purpose is defeated and the money is not realized. When God used to be patient with fools, with those who fool people, he will allow people to give you money unaccounted for. But it came to time that God now said, everyone shall give account of himself. So before an American now give you 1,000, they have to find out who know you, whether you are going to buy a boot in dry season, or you are really going to buy a Bible to share to people who really need the word. So, these people stayed. Within the 9 months they were in America, I visited America 13 times and went to 18 countries within the 9 months. They were still there. So they said, Papa, we are still here. I said, you will still be there, brother. Yeah. They said, what? How do you do it? I said, I'm a messenger. You are a director. I'm on an errand. The man who sent me to get me preach in America, they have to book 2 years in advance before my office will say yes. All my program for 1992 have been covered. We are now part of March of 1993. Because you can't get me like a chicken. I'm not a hungry man. I'm one of the proudest, blessed gifts that this nation has. I do not go abroad to beg. I go and brag. Amen. And bragging is better than begging.
Amen.
You know why I did that, Dr. Mervyn? No person on earth gives to a poor man. Only the rich get more. That's why I'm a big man. Do you understand what I'm saying? Once people know that you have nothing, they'll never give you anything. But when they know that you have so much, they say, just manage this 5,000. Did you hear what I'm saying? So I went to the owner of this aircraft. I said, my staff have just told me that the aircraft to operate 1 o'clock flight is still in Kano. And he's leaving Kano by 4 to be in Lagos at 5. And then leave Lagos 5:30 to Benin by 6. I said, by that time, the people that are waiting for me at the city hall would have angrily gone. He said, the aircraft is your own. Go to radio and tell the pilot to divert to Benin from anywhere in the country. Don't tempt me with good things. I will not only fall into temptations, I will flat. I took the radio. Oscar 5, this is Oscar 12. Oscar 5, this is Oscar 12. Where are you in the sky? Report to Benin, this is Oscar 10, this is Oscar 12. And all the pilots began to come. Yes, sir, I said. Which is the nearest here? What I can say, I'm close by, sir, but there's no fuel in the aircraft. Unless I go to Lagos to refuel. I said, I don't need you. Off the line. Oscar 16, report here right now. Kaduna, are you there? All the Oscars, you know. So, I finally got Oscar 5. And I said, Oscar 5, which aircraft is on ground in Lagos? They said the one going to Abuja by 3 o'clock. I said, command that aircraft to find his way to Benin now. Suspend Abuja and come down to Benin. Before 10 minutes, the pilot that was ready with the sign they put at the airport tarmac, Abuja was removed and Benin replaced. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Then they now, listen to me, why you need power? If you don't only need the power of the ground, you need the power of the air. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Because if you are going to bind and loose, you must get out of the floor. Yes, somebody say amen. Yes, and so, they took the sign away. This is teaching tonight.
Yes, sir.
Some of you only believe in poverty. By the time you are rich, you'll be happy you will let poverty.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Now, do you know that we have power over the power of principalities? and in the air.
Yes.
Can somebody say amen?
Yes.
So, they now remove the thing. They ask the new passenger to come in. Abuja passengers were angry. And they said, the owner of the aircraft said, while they play in Benin, what are you going to do? What will you do when the owner of aircraft said, come back home? So, they loaded. When they got to the taxing up, this is grammar that is not in the Bible of some of you. They left the apron to come to taxing runway. You have to learn some English above the Bible so you can be able to respond when they ask you questions. So, on the runway, control tower couldn't give them the parting right. Because they said the weather was wrong, this was wrong, they had to queue up. I took the radio again. Control tower, control tower, control tower, this is Benin. Release that aircraft now to come and pick me. A VIP, VVIP is here. Very, very important preacher is here. Don't you think so? And they took them from the number they were before to the number they should be. And in 30 minutes, the aircraft was in Benin.
That's dominion.
Tongue without dominion and tongue without power is exercise without right. I'm not coming back again. There's nothing right. Tongue without dominion.
Tongue.
T-O-N-G-U-E. It must bring you results. If it didn't bring you results, it's exercise in futility. Don't just speak in tongue. When you speak in tongue, believe that the Bible says you shall have power. Amen.
Amen.
So, that's why I found myself here. That's how I was able to report here. To the glory of God. So, I'm happy I did that. Now, back to the Bible. Jesus performed this miracle. I needed a miracle to come to Lagos. I had no aircraft. I dispatched my car to start coming by road since 12:30. If I take another car, that would be too much to be on the road while I'm not inside. So, I said I will use the aircraft. Some of you would have gone home. No sakalabaho. The Lord gave, the Lord took. It's not everything you have lost in your life that God took. 99% of the things you don't have are taken by the devil. Because God is not a destroyer, so he's not a destroyer. God is not a waster, so he's not a waster. God is not a killer, so he's not a killer. So for you to be once rich and now poor is not the will of God. Is it the work of the enemy? But you know the greatest trick that the devil will play is say, be patient. He who owns this world don't own the other world. You are not coming back the second time as a beggar. If you are going to beg, this is the only time you have right. If you are going to be prosperous, this is the only time you have right. Because when you come back again, you have no need of money, aircraft, house, no. Where God is, there shall we be also.
Amen.
And I thank God there shall be no buying and selling. So if you really want to ride a good car now, don't wait and wait, baby. It is now. Are you okay with that? Fine. Alright. Now, how did that come to Benin? To Lagos from Benin, when the aircraft was not going to fly. Benin airport closes at 6. By the timetable I just gave you, the flight would arrive Benin after 6. And there will be no passenger waiting from 9 o'clock in the morning to go back to Lagos at that time. So you have to be calculative. You have to be spontaneous in reasoning. You have to be an alternative producing person in the face of circumstances. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's not everything you lost the devil stole. Your carelessness is part of your losses. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Most of the thing. When I got inside the aircraft, every time I'm in the plane, they are now. But when come His Grace, the Archbishop, they said that all the plane. Now I got in, they said, what do you want to drink? I'm one of the people whose home position never deprived of what I need. I'm not one of those when I'm thirsty, I go to your house, say, can I give you Fanta? I say, no, don't worry. Brother, give me. Everyone that asks it, receive it. Some of you also die in want and need because you are ashamed to say how poor you are. When your knowing stops, when your knowing stops, find who know more to teach you more. Don't be content with that's all right. It doesn't matter. There are many things you say doesn't matter that really matters. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For example, you are driving to the office. Your car puncture, tire. Don't let pride say, I'm not going to beg anybody anything. Find a person driving the type of your car, passing by. Stop him. Of course, if you have Volkswagen, you can't stop Mercedes. But they will not stop. I hope you know that one. Mercedes stop for Mercedes. Volkswagen stop for Volkswagen. Leg stop for leg. A bicycle stop for bicycle. I hope you know that one. Oh, yes. But if you were driving a box and suddenly the tire puncture, don't try to stop the Mercedes man. Do two things. First, decree that a man with the same kind of car like you will pass that way. Say success. Second, decree that the person coming will be God's angel sent with the exact same tire you needed. Third, believe God that before you ask, he will give it to you. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, people who are not willing to learn more will lose what they already have. Because life is a plus and not a minus. When life is built too long on a minus, you never have a plus. You need to hear what I'm saying. One, God said, multiply. Huh?
Yes.
God said, replenish. God said, reproduce. God said, increase. God said, abound. God said, good measure. In everything that comes out of God's mouth, he will put it in. There's no minus.
Amen.
It's always a plus. Huh? Yes. Believe God for a plus. Say, I will believe for a plus.
Amen.
So, Reverend John, when you come to where your learning ends, don't end. Look for someone who have learned a little more than you. Because the little that I know from the big one you know will make you know one and half. You didn't hear what I'm saying? The small that big that I have, let's put it this way. The big one that you already know, plus the small one you are learning from me now, makes you have one and half. And if you have one and a half in 10 places, plus the one you already have before, that double success. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I ask some people sometimes, have you been to Bible school? They say, Holy Spirit is my teacher. I don't need anybody. I say, fine. Who supervises your ministry? God. Do you know when they fall, God is not always at home. All right. What are we here for tonight? John chapter 6, verse 39. Let's all stand to honor God to read this scripture. John 6, 39. Carry your Bible, mark it. Everybody stand up, especially if you are pregnant and carrying baby. Stand up. When you are sick and tired, stand up. John 6, 39. One, two, go. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing. But should raise it up again at the last day. Look at someone very close, eyeball to eyeball, lovingly. Say, brother, from today, lose nothing. First, you must learn to protect your weakness. Don't be a habitual weak person. Don't let everybody around you know how weak you are. If you don't know how to pray, find someone who know how to pray. And every meeting you have, tell that person to open in prayer. And you should be saying big amen. Kola Bahama Sele Mohekele. You say, that pastor, he has such anointing. If you also know that your prayers are not efficacious, find someone whose words are efficacious. Find someone who knows what success is and befriend him. Don't expose yourself too much to ignorant. Look for knowledgeable people and hang on. Look for those who know how to succeed to befriend. Don't you be too close to failure, because too many failures at one time bring total failure. Learn to protect your weakness, and then learn how to maintain success. Write it down. Learn the act of maintaining your success. You say, what do you mean? Idahosa, what do you mean? I mean that what you did spend time to maintain, you will lose in replacing. What, including the ministry, if you have an unction and you don't action your unction, you auction it. And therefore, to the time you know that you have heavy anointing, put a crusade on. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
When you are weak in faith, put a Bible study on. And I want to say this, whether you are in the ministry or not, especially those of you who are in the ministry, when you find that your anointing is rising and rising and rising, stage a crusade. You spend more when you don't have anointing. You fast more when you don't have the unction. You preach longer when you don't know what to say. When Jesus was going to raise the dead, he didn't say, he just said, Lazarus, come on. Get up, brother. And fall no more.
Amen.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
When you saw the blind, most of the blind said, Ephata, eyes be open. To the weak, withered hand said, shut forth your hand. Effortlessly, Jesus performed miracle. What do people do today when they want to have large number of people in their church? They sell holy water. They find things that attract people. Then they tribalize. They nationalize. Then they indoctrinate. The word of God does not come by indoctrination or tribalism. The power of God, that's one thing I can boldly say. When God used me in establishing what is now known as Church of God Mission worldwide, he told me it's my church where no ethnic groups shall have dominion.
Amen.
That's why my mother have 8 of us as her children, 7 alive. Not one of my mother's children is a board member in Church of God Mission. It's not a family affair, it's God's affair.
Amen. Amen.
And when we are 10 people in the board, it will come from 10 states and 10 tribes. I do not tribalize. I centralize.
Amen.
One day, that's what I want all our pastors in America. Say, excuse me, you are the founder, your wife is the vice president, your daughter is the treasurer, your son is the accountant. That's why when you die, your ministry just finished. Because it's a family affair. But if it was distributed broadly, everyone would have to protect that thing. But if when there was gain, it was only for your family, when there's losses, your family lose equally. Don't you think so?
Yes.
I said, don't you think so?
Yes.
To maintain a balanced success, you must try to spread yourself beyond what you have ability to do.
Amen.
Don't always be too used to the usual. In 1985, we had a crusade at Afara Balewa Square. Dr. Mleben was there. Few people were there. First time in Nigeria, 1 million people gathered in a place for my crusade. After that, people have come from India, Indonesia, America, England, try to have equal crusade like that. Nobody has been able to fill Tafara Balewa half full. Why? They were not sent. Two, it was not God's time. Three, they don't know how. You say, what do you mean? Only you know how. No. The know-how I'm talking about was timing. When God said, now, shake the nation. The federal government just made an announcement that time. No more crusade. No posters, no handbills. How many of you remember?
Yes.
They made a decree. I thank God. One of the men who was in law enforcement agency was there that time. No crusade, no banner, no handbill. I said, did you hear that? Did you hear when the government announced that one?
Yes.
I was sleeping in Australia and God woke me up. He said, print the largest banner and poster you've ever printed. And you are going to hold crusade where the law was made.
Amen.
One thing about me, my name means I'm attentive to God in the house. That's what it means. I woke up, I said, God, how many? He said, how many do you want? I said, 2 million handbills. 50,000 posters. But I said, where will I find the money? He said, I who gave the vision will make provision.
I got up.
I gave a contract of 2 million handbills and 50,000 posters to our printer. And tons and tons and tons. The third day of the crusade, I'm glad I still have the letter in my briefcase. The State House wrote me to beg me to reduce it to one day so they can host leaders from 10 nations.
Yes.
Success must not only be attained, success must be maintained.
Yes.
And now what did Jesus say here? This is the Father's will. Say that to everybody.
This is the Father's will.
Say it louder.
This is the Father's will.
What is the Father's will? What? That of all, say all, including marriage. You are not supposed to lose your children. You are not supposed to lose your marriage. You are not supposed to lose your job. You are not supposed to lose your sins. You are not supposed to lose your success. You are not supposed to lose your family. Somebody say amen. Not one thing should be lost.
Nothing.
Of all. He said, this is the will of the Father that sent me. When Jesus knew that, he used these words. And I want you to record it in your computer here. He said, the prince of the darkness of this world had come. He has no part in me at all. Shout loud
hallelujah.
We must not only succeed, we must bind the devil from taking part of the success.
Amen.
He said, this is the will of the Father that sent me. Brother, the will of the Father that sent me is that I should lose nothing.
Nothing.
Somebody said nothing.
Nothing.
Say of all.
Of all.
That he has given me. For you not to see, when it's time to see, you're trying to cut your life short. For you not to eat, particularly you, Igbo brethren. You like to have more naira in the bank and sleep on them. You like to eat bobozi The gari with palm kernel. You like to eat Abu Satana. You like to have breakfast with mighty apple, where the ground smokes up the rest of the day, no more. So you can put all the money in the bank, forgetting that what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul. That's why some of you have false gray hair, but you have not even reached the age of heaven. That sent me.
It's the will of God.
Say it's God's will that I don't fail.
It's God's will that I don't fail.
Say it's not the will of God that I should fail.
It's not the will of God.
Say God sent me
to succeed.
Not to fail.
Not
to win.
Not
and not to lose.
Not
to keep.
Win.
And not to throw away.
To
somebody say amen.
Yeah.
1973, we bought a land named Miracle Center. As soon as we started laying the foundation in 1974, a lady came there and cut the land into two. He said, I'm the owner of 2x2. Brought a surveyor and cut the land into two. The land is 5x250. She cut it into two. Surveyor began to speak. When I got there, I said, surveyor. Surveyor. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gift, I count but lost. If you love yourself, carry your instrument. I said, when I was ordained, my hand was not defamed. My ordination did not make me paralyzed. I said, before my ordination, I had power, but now that I have double power, if you love yourself, carry your instrument. He said, I'm paid. I said, that's the wrong money. So, he continued walking. As soon as he finished numbering the blocks, I called my driver and few of my staff to have a memorial service. We dug a 3x4 deep hole and packed the 12 blocks and buried all. I had funeral service and sang, God be with you till we meet again. The lady came in fury, angry. He said, did the husband must kill me today? I said, no, my boys will kill you. Because you get to some age in life, you don't fight by yourself. You instruct people to do it for you. And you say, amen. So I said, you five of you, handle this woman. Don't beat her, but hold her so tight that she will know you are in my name. By the time those people held her, she said, leave me off, leave me off, leave me off. I said, promise you will never step here again. How many of you know that God didn't fight Lucifer?
Michael.
Archangel Michael was sent. That is the archangel was sold in his hand. Huh? How many of you read there was war in heaven?
Yes.
Have you ever read there was war in
heaven?
God never took part.
No.
He gave power to Archangel Michael. He dislodged Lucifer. And Lucifer till today is a loser.
Yes.
Don't fight. Find someone. You know what the Bible says? The Lord shall fight for you.
Yes.
But it doesn't come from heaven, so. Amen. So, the woman went and reported to the man who gave us land. The man said, Madam, you should have come to me. Don't trouble the church. I gave the land to the church. We started building. As soon as our block was coming out of the place they called DPC, somebody went and bribed the town planning leader to come and uproot our blocks, that our church will be too noisy to the military base hospital. And you know, every time the devil produces wrong thing, God has the right answer.
Yes.
I went to the man, I said, I'm here in love. I said, you have right to either keep baby Moses as a midwife, and you leave, and you die, or you save his life, and God promotes you. He said, I don't care. I said, brother, you will care. He said, you will care. Give me your ear. Do you mean that our church will... He said, yeah, you clap, you sing, you dance, you play trumpet. We can't let you be here. I said, brother, just follow me. 10 minutes. That was the time Nigeria was used to do 10 flights a day to Benin. I put him in my car. I said, be here. And as God will have it, while we were arriving, the first flight just came. I said, how many trumpets are loud? That's why your knowledge should not only be at the pulpit. You should exceed the pulpit. Tell me how many trumpets the church choir will blow to have the noise of 737. He said, no. I said, fine. He said, well, this is the forbidden zone. It's too hard. I said, fine. I'm going to pay one of my staff to climb this tallest palm tree and the rubber. We will measure it. He said, don't do that. I said, my friend, if you say don't do that, Reverend, you shouldn't do what God will be angry about you. I gave somebody 10 pounds. I said, climb up. Put tape there. Let's measure from there down to the last flower of the rubber tree. We measured 43 feet to the base. He said, well, government rule. I said, I will go to Lagos and get the paper. Say success. Say maintaining. He passed this way, I passed this way. He passed this way. I wrote a letter to Federal Minister of Aviation and Federal Minister of Works and told them that I dreamt we built a cathedral and the height was dust up and that it's to be near the airport. The then Minister of Aviation and the then Minister of Works wrote and said, don't exceed the height of the rubber you measure. Some of you would have said, why climbing rubber tree? What will you have for reference if the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not in the Bible?
Yes.
Are you hearing me? That rubber alone. I said, how many times has aircraft crashed on top of rubber? He said, don't let it be above the rubber height. So we built the church 37 feet from ground level. 6 months after we opened it, headline observer, Miracle Center to go down. I said, the government that pulled it down will go down before them. Say, maintaining success. Some of you know how to get there. You don't know how to remain there. And Jesus says, now the will of the Father is that I lost nothing. Somebody gaining anything from me? I say, are you gaining anything from me? So, we build the building to the height. Federal government decreed that they want to put airport runway should pass through Miracle Center. How many of you have ever seen me happy? How many of you know when I'm... How many of you have seen me happy? Pray for my anointing and not my annoyance. Both of them are good. But don't pray to see the other one at all. I came to Lagos. That time, Governor Barak was not as barricaded as it is now. I sought audience to see the head of state. He said, well, my reverend, you know, when the law of the land, the law is made. I said, you know why you made law? He said, no. I said, because you are dead. So there are more than 200 people waiting to take your seat now. Do you want to lose it?
Amen.
He said, what do you mean? I said, government can change hands. He said, wait, are you going to say school? I said, no. I said, the Bible said, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of his Christ and of his Son. And our own weapons of warfare are not carnal. They are mighty to pull it out. So they sent the federal minister of work to see me, to negotiate with me. And they promised to give me £1 million to remove the church from there. I went to prayer, and God said, my glory is dead. It shall not be sold. So I sent message back. Then one evening, the then head of state came to me and asked them to send for me. We came out, the governor of the state that time, we came out. He said, let us give you the then Osadebe cake, which is now Sheraton Hotel in Benin. He said, take that, leave this. I said, God told me you should live here and move.
Yes,
are you hearing me? Yes. The Bible said the foundation of the law stands sure, not government foundation.
Yes.
Of all that the Father has given me, I lost none. Some of you would have heard of 1 million, then you call them, I can hear because of it. There are some million not from God. Cocaine million is not from God. Indian head million is not from God. Selling your body to make million is not from God. So they say, what do we do? I said, leave the building alone. The federal government excised that building and went to Ogbe Quarter and paid $13 million to destroy people's houses and diverted the runway and left Miracle Center alone. Guess what? A year later, when they were paying those, they took their land and building. It was paid at Miracle Center.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
This message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services.
You can be free!
It's time for devil's children to kneel before you.
What you find on earth can be found in heaven. If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven. Oh my God! Everybody shout hallelujah!
Archbishop B.A. Idahoso, man of faith.
Message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services. Iwo Media Services, inspirational, world-class production. Thank you.
spoken word and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you and God truly bless you.